Talks of knowledge, intelligence. For what? This is where we are. Said, for some another kind of knowledge, we call it craziness. To be crazy. Because if you don't give up that knowledge, that logic, that kind of thought, you cannot be crazy. But you could. A controlled craziness, you could call it. You could absorb it. This is what the story started. Said, with what? Okay, let me be crazy. What is the first step he suggested about this craziness? Because if you don't remember this and you don't put it in perspective, the rest of this teaching will be suspended in midair. Understanding here, right? We are here trying to give up a part of the logic which will put distance between me and the water to become crazy. Okay. First rule of this craziness was, you remember? Visiting our crazy ones. The first step to become crazy, you should get in touch with the crazy people. Do you remember what he said about it? You should remember this story. This guy, Zunnun, became crazy. The followers, they didn't believe he's crazy. They said, no, but let's go and visit him. So first thing you should do is try to go and visit, right? Then they thought, oh no, he's not crazy. Maybe he's pretending. There's something like that, right? So we don't believe that he's really crazy. When they arrive over there, what did Zunnun do? Remember? This is what we are going to see now. Zunnun starts to throw stone at them and say nonsense. They run away. The Zunnun will laugh and say, haha, that's the meaning of being friends. That you wanted me to be nice to you. Is that what you expect me to? If you're going to visit the crazy people, they do a lot of crazy stuff. They don't behave according to your expectancy. You should be patient over there. If not, you will turn back and you will go somewhere else. This is the story, right? So the form of the story is clear. What is he talking about? The first thing, if you want to know this craziness, get close to crazy fellow and be ready to pay the price. Don't be very fussy about it. This is what the form of the story is going. But the essence of the story was something else, remember? Remember last time we talked about it? We said, after that hope that when you polish, you're polished, and don't worry about it. When you're cooked, you don't go raw again. When the horizon opens in your heart, you cannot close it down. Don't worry. Let's think about your thinking. And, do you remember? Suddenly, you started to talk about other subjects which has nothing to do with Zunnun and his craziness and the followers. He talked about some other stuff. Remember that? You should remember that there was a very major point in it. He made a very major point. The point was that your existence is like a little forest, full of animals, good or bad. And they are there. I hope you don't think of getting rid of some of them. It's right, the form and the essence. We talked about they're all in it, right? But you could add a little bit to this or to that or to that. You could add a little bit to your aggressivity and reaction to anger. You could add a little bit to your sensitivity about others' mood. You could do all of this, okay? But at the end of the day, remember, you are the outcome of all of this. This is all you. How you should be judged, you see, it's quite clear. Is in your totality, the major part is good, you're good. Is the major part bad, you're bad. Period. Changing it overnight? It's possible. It's magic. Do you have magical power? Use it. Honest? Do not hesitate. Use it. If you don't, this is a daily work. Because remember, there is no single moment that you could sit down and nothing comes out of you. In every single moment, something good or bad is coming out of you. If every moment you're trying to add a little bit of goodness to yourself, you're going to be good. We didn't say perfect. We are not talking about 100% perfection here, because we know that's not the rule of the universe. Remember, we started with exception. We believe in exception, not the rule. So exception is always there. The point is to improve, to add to the good stuff. And I know that I'm talking about this craziness. I'm going to talk about craziness. But you know what the problem is? You logical fellows, you're waiting for me to explain to you the rule of craziness. I'm sorry, there is no such a rule. You remember I made the comparison. This is a stealing from a very famous writer and changing it to something else. It's all the logical, wise people are the same. Every single crazy fellow is unique, because craziness has so many different ways, and we mean one special kind of it. We call it craziness because it acts upside down logically. Logically, my animal rule dictates that I will grab whatever is good. Offering something good to someone else is crazy. But listen to this craziness. Now we are at the part that the fellows will arrive to the hospital. These are fellows who, in one long paragraph that Rumi used to talk about, yes, the cow, the revival of the cow, the necessity of killing the ego to make another clean safe. For something like that, you have to kill the cow. You have to be ready to sacrifice that demanding animal part of you to become crazy. Now, let's hear it. Who is the volunteer today? Will is very enthusiastic. Yeah, he looks very enthusiastic and he tried to pretend that he's not. So it didn't work. We are at 14:39.
You're 14:39.
The assumption of the story.
Oh, the resumption of the story?
Yes.
The resumption of the story of Dul Mun, may God sanctify his spirit. When those persons arrived near him, he shouted, "Hey, who are you? Take care." They said respectfully, "We are some of your friends. We have come here in devotion to ask about you. How are you, O sea of manifold intelligence? What slander on your intelligence is this madness? How should the smoke of the bath stove reach the sun? How should the aqua be crushed by the crow? Do not withhold from us. Explain this matter. We are lovers. Do not behave to us in this fashion. One ought not to drive lovers away or dupe them by mask and false pretense. Communicate the secret, O King. Do not hide your face in the cloud, O Moon. We are loving and true, and with wondrous, wounded hearts. In the two worlds, we have fixed our hearts on thee."
You see, what is he talking about? You're listening, right? What was that all about? A lot of claims, big words, that we don't believe in that. We are friends. Please do not hide it. And all that, which is showing what? If it was real, it was different. It's just the form. The essence is not there. It could not be. Because what are they asking about? What do they want? An explanation of craziness? Give me a break. Because in that way, in this manner, something is hidden. Is that I'm intelligent enough, I could understand it, explain it to me. And you know what? It's your duty to explain it to me. Because I'm friend. So what? It's not very friendly, is it? Because if a friend of you is crazy, or pretends that it's crazy, friend, first you accept it. You do not challenge it that come here, prove to us. There should be a proof. It's not like that. It doesn't have all of that. And we are friends and we want it. They have a very clear, logical path here, right? They're quite logical. But facing the situation we understand here, they're silly. Because imagine your master, they say your master is crazy. What do? First thing in your mind is like, oh, I love craziness. He's my master. He's crazy, I love craziness. So what? Because before, was my interest in his intelligence only? Was the relationship like that? We're talking about murid here. We're not talking about the students and the teacher. Remember, I always remember that the teacher owes the students explanation. But here we're talking about another way, another relationship, right? Because that one, the first one, will produce us, this should produce we. That is the difference, right? Over there, calculation and all that stuff, here, it should be different. But they claim all of this. Now, let's listen to the master.
He began foul words and bad names recklessly. He spoke gibberish like madmen. He jumped up and let fly stones and sticks. The whole party fled for fear of blows. He laughed loudly and